And welcome to my podcast. This isn't the normal way I start my podcast, but here we are. Now, for those that are a little bit confused, I'm at London Euston. This is going to be a bit of a different podcast to my normal podcasts. Main part being that I'm recording this on my phone as we go. So I've just got off my train from Birmingham, and we are now in London, and I need to go and find my tube train because we're heading to Chingford. Anyone that knows London might know what's at Chingford. I'm sorry, I'm lost for words. I'm just so excited to be here because if you haven't seen my social media, I'm in London to help with the coronation. So I've just got off my train from Birmingham, as I said, and yeah, I'm gonna go and find my train up to Chingford, but I walk from Stoke Central. Yeah, let's go and find Gilwell Park, the home of scouting. It's gonna be a bit of a weird podcast because it's just gonna be voice notes where and when I can record. And hopefully it comes as a nice podcast. But yeah, let's go and find the Victoria Line. Hello from Gilwell Park. It's been a couple of hours since I last recorded anything, but yeah, so I've registered, I've checked in, they know I'm here, and I've got myself a role in Westminster, which means anybody that is in the Westminster area over the weekend, or was, because this podcast won't go out until, depends how long it takes me to edit, Monday, Tuesday maybe. Also depends how long I'm going to stay here at Gilwell. I should be going home Sunday, but you never know with these sorts of things. I might stay longer. You never know. Because I've got nothing planned Monday and Tuesday, so if there's stuff that needs doing, I'll happily stay. But yeah. So I've just gone for a bit of a wander around Gilwell site, mainly to find something remotely quiet. I can't tell how much audio you can hear in the background of this, but yeah, I've gone for a bit of a wander around the site, and it is a lovely site. I absolutely love Gilwell Park. I've only ever been here once before. That was in 2020, sort of January, like really early 2020. I came here for winter camp with explorers. But yeah. So I'm here at Gilwell. And as I've been putting on my social media all day, feel free to come and say hello. Although, if you're listening to this, I'm well gone. Because if you're listening to this, it means I've had time to go home and edit. So, yeah. But yeah, I don't really know what I want to say now. So I've registered, I've checked in, I've put my tent up. So I've got a briefing tonight. I think it's 7:30. I haven't got the sheet of paper with me, so I can't check. So that will be fun. I should find out a bit more about what I'm doing on Saturday. Almost said Sunday then, but Saturday. I should find out what I'm doing during the briefing. And then tomorrow, Friday, we've got some... I think we've got some boring stuff and some interesting stuff. I'm going to say boring, but I'm not... I mean, my mind changed on that. We've got some sort of like safety stuff and what's the word? And I think they might be taking some of us into London, like sort of central London, because obviously we're northeast London. And I think they're taking a few of us into central London to sort of orientate us and get our bearings of central London, because not everyone has been to London before. You know, I'm very fortunate, I have been to London. You know, I know central London fairly well. I also know the tube fairly well. So, yeah. Although, I don't think we're using the tube over the weekend, or I don't think I am, at least. I think we're getting coaches in. Definitely Saturday. Not sure about the other days. But... yeah, sort of, I'm just trying to give everyone a feel of what's going on. In terms of elsewhere on the camp, currently, people are still arriving. People will continue arriving till 7 o'clock. It's currently about to go 5, literally 5:02 as I'm recording this. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting people. I hope that I'll meet people that I can interview and speak to. I don't know how many will want to be recorded. It will be completely up to them. If people do, I'll feature them later in the podcast. But yeah, it's a bit of an interesting one. But I hope you like it. I hope you like this episode, by the way. It's a bit different to what I normally do. But this is what I want the podcast to be, you know, sharing adventures rather than me sitting at home in my room recording something, you know, whatever I feel like talking about. But yeah, I absolutely love Gilwell. It is a lovely sight, you know, and I would say that to, I'd say that to anyone, sort of Scouts Adventures, Scouts Headquarters, you know. I just love Gilwell as a sight. Onwards to the next clip, whatever that is. I'll see you in a bit. So in terms of the evening on Thursday, we had our dinner, which was about 6:30, so I'm just checking my paperwork that I've got. Dinner was about 6:30, followed by our briefing, which was at 7:30. Thursday was so long ago. I'm recording this on Tuesday, and because I didn't get a chance to record this actually at Gilwell. And then following that, we had our evening entertainment. People that know Gilwell, we were in the Swan Centre and the Buffalo Bar. Everyone was 18, so Buffalo Bar is acceptable. And we had a fairly early-ish night on Thursday. It was about 10-11-ish. I know that's kind of early-ish for a scout camp. And yeah, that was it really for Thursday. I'd got to go on really early on the Thursday. I'd got there like 2:00. So I had a hell of a lot of time to kill. Well, I spent a good 5 hours at Gilwell. So I arrived just before 2:00. People were arriiving up until 7:00, really. And people were arriving until 7:00, and dinner wasn't until 6:30. And yeah, so that was a good sort of 4.5-5 hours that I had when people were slowly arriving. I would say I was one of the first to arrive at Gilwell. which was good because it meant that I could get myself a nice spot for my tent, right by the toilet block and right by Camp Square, so I didn't have to walk too far. And contrary to what I thought when I put my tent up, it wasn't super noisy with people going to the loo. It wasn't super noisy with people going to and from places. Mainly because we all got up at the same time, with the exception of Saturday, where I was on the early get-up. I probably woke up to the people that were on the late get-up. Sorry, people, but that was a bit unavoidable. And yeah, but that was it, really, for Thursday. Buffalo Bar ended about 10, 11-ish, and then we were on to Friday. So just a quick one. I recorded a little bit of the briefing on Thursday, just the very start as they were introducing everyone. It was also really nice to have some scouts from across the Commonwealth. So you'll hear in a minute that we had scouts from Gibraltar, we had scouts from Canada. I think that's it for the people that were in my briefing. Also, not so much, I'm trying not to offend people now, but it was really nice to have scouts from across the UK. So I spoke to scouts, obviously from England. I'm from England, of course, so naturally, a lot of people were from England. We were in England anyway. So, I saw scouts from Wales, saw scouts from Wales, I spoke to scouts from Scotland. I think I spoke to scouts from Northern Ireland, but I didn't get a chance to speak to them with, recorded on the podcast. I don't think I spoke to any from Republic of Ireland. But I'm trying to think, I don't even know if they're in the Commonwealth. I think they are. I genuinely don't know. But yeah, it was really nice to speak to scouts from Canada. I also spoke to scouts from Australia. Can't remember if I recorded them within the podcast, but yeah, I'll let CJ introduce a few voices and a few people from across the Commonwealth.
Hey everyone.
Good evening,
I'm CJ, I am Deputy UK Chief Commissioner and the lead volunteer. I'm lead volunteer for our coronation planning activities. I'm going to do a few intros to start off. So I'm visited this evening by Ben.
Hello, so I'm Ben, and normally I look after our digital systems, but at the moment I'm the core team leader for the coronation. So what that means is I'm responsible for the team that are doing everything to help the little girl.
And lagging in the back, we've got Richard Flowerdew. Come here, Rich. I know you don't see much.
Rich is me.
Yeah, that's
and in our audience this evening, please wave your hand. I'm not sure I have many people, but please wave your hand if you're not from the UK Scouts. Hello, where are you from? We've got Gibraltar and we've got Canada. Fantastic, lovely to have you here.
Okay, so just to give everyone an insight into what we did on the Friday, because I'll be honest, when I saw the plan, I was like, what on earth are we going to be doing Friday? Because I was like, okay, we arrive on Thursday, not sure what we're doing Friday, and then Saturday is the actual coronation. And it was a bit of a here and there, bits here and there day. So we had our safety briefing in the morning, and we got our confidential packs, which we were told very, very explicitly, you know, well, not like swearing, but like we were very much told, do not leave this anywhere. You know, this is confidential DCMS. If you don't know what DCMS is, just Department for Culture, Media and Sport, basically the people that are organising the coronation as part of the government. But it was a DCMS sort of classified document type thing, which we were given because we were volunteering at the event. We were also told about, like, sort of emergency evacuation plans should anything go wrong or go, like, as in, like, really badly wrong. But yeah. And now on to the slightly more light-hearted stuff. If you follow us on TikTok, Tent Talks Podcast on TikTok, you may have seen that we did some activities in the Lid at Gilwell Park. If you don't know what the Lid is, it's like a multi-use sort of sports hall type area, but like it's like three times your size of your average school sports hall. In a big sort of metal building, hence why it's called the Lid. But what it's also got inside is it's got like climbing equipment, but that could be hung away, and then it could be used as like a disco area in the evening. We didn't get to use it for that. However, if you go for Gilwell Reunion or sort of when I went to winter camp there, it was used then. But yeah, so we did climbing in the Lid. There was also tomahawk throwing, but we didn't get a chance to do that. And then we kind of just chilled. So we were, of course, everyone was trying to get to know each other within our groups. So the Amity Arch group, which is what we were in, we kind of nicknamed ourselves the Amity Archers, which later got re-nicknamed to the Archers. Obviously anyone that listens to BBC Radio 4 will get the reference, or anyone that knows about the Archers. So like, I don't listen to Radio 4, but I do know about the Archers. I've been to their studios in Birmingham. But yeah, it was a bit of a here and there day, but the objective was for everyone to get to know each other, which was successful. And yeah, so that was kind of Friday day. I'm just getting my sheet of paper out again. They called it Q&Do activities. And then, after we'd done those, so they finished about 5-ish, but dinner wasn't till 6, and that was just for our group. You know, it was 6, half 6, 7, half 7, depending which group you were in. So we did what network did best, caused chaos. I'm joking. But we went to the reception desk, and we said, can you put a message in the WhatsApp chat? And I don't know if people know where this is going, but we basically said, anyone fancy playing a wide game across Gilwell? And about 15, 20, 30 maybe, I'm terrible with estimates, turned up. So we basically, it was about 1:45 that we sort of came up with this idea. So we said, meet us at Camp Square, 5:00. We're going to play a wide game. We did sardines. If you've never played sardines before, it's basically hide and seek build up. So one person hides, and then when they're found, the person that was finding them goes with them and hides as well until everyone is hidden. Yeah. And that pretty much brought us up to dinner time. Can't remember what we had. And then we had campfire. Hello.
Again.
Including campfire songs.
It's Friday afternoon.
Which I will touch on more in a minute. And well,
it's 7:30 on Friday the 5th of May. I'm not sure how much you can hear
pub quiz on this recording. In the bar.
But the site is definitely busier than it was yesterday. Today, 50 Explorer Scouts have arrived. They're having a day in London tomorrow with afternoon tea at Lambeth Palace, amongst other things. So as I've said before, we're camped at Gilwell Park. So we're enjoying the sights of Gilwell. I've just gone for a wander so I can find some space to record. Just enjoy the views. Looking north out of Gilwell, so no views over central London, but views across Epping Forest, which is where Gilwell is. Very north of, north sort of,
If you know London, it's near like Epping area, Chingford, that sort of area of London. If you don't know London, northeast London. That's all you need to know. If you don't know London, have a look on Google Maps. Other mapping services are available. But yeah, it's been a great day today. So we got up about, breakfast was at 9. So I was up about 8:30. It's been a packed day because the queue for breakfast was long, to say the least. So our breakfast slot was 9 till 9:30. I didn't get to the front of the queue until 9:30. And I was booked in my briefing at 9:30. So needless to say, that didn't happen. If you have a look on our Instagram, in the story reel named Coronation 23, there's a photo of a very, very packed amphitheatre here at Kilwell, where two times the planned number of people were in that amphitheatre receiving training for what could potentially happen in London tomorrow. You know, plan for the worst, hope for the best kind of situation. And yeah, so I have to say, Gilwell is a lovely site, you know, and I would say that to staff working here and everyone. I'm just having a bit of a wander around just to, in the hope of not finding people. Done decently well so far in terms of avoiding people to get recording space. Oh, I think I might have bumped into some explorers, I think. No, maybe more network. But yeah, anyone that knows Gilwell, I'm just passing the Swan Centre. But yeah, if you can't tell, I'm trying to work at what I'm going to say. Tomorrow, got a bit of an early start. Actually, a bit of is an understatement. I've just set my alarm for 2:45. Yeah, deep breaths. We're going to get through this. Plan for tomorrow. So I take a while to get out of bed, and that is a fact, not an opinion. So I'm not going to be up until at least 3 a.m. Just a.m. in capital letters, whatever. Breakfast, grab and go, is at 3:15. Lunch, also grab and go. We collect at 3:15 with our breakfast. Then got a bit of time, make sure everything's ready. Buses are pulling out of Gilwell, whether we're on them or not, at 4 a.m. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about the early start, but we're gonna roll with it. Take some deep breaths. It's gonna be fine. It takes about 45 minutes to an hour to drive into central London. So that'll get us in about 5:15. And yeah, I'm not gonna, I can go into detail at this point because this isn't going out until after Coronation Day. So the plan is that public don't arrive before 6. However, I'm recording this on Friday evening, so I have no idea what's going to actually happen tomorrow morning. Public could arrive before 6. Police are hopefully going to move them on if they do, but we'll have to see. And yeah, that's about as much as I know in terms of tomorrow. So looping back to today, earlier, me and my team, well, the team and I kind of, I didn't lead it, so we got a bit bored. We had about an hour in our schedule gap, so we thought, let's do something fun. We went to front desk. Hey, can you put a message in the WhatsApp? Again, alternative messaging services are available, but WhatsApp's what we've been using. And basically, we asked if anyone wanted to do a wide game. And we just said, meet us at Camp Square at 5 o'clock. Speaking of which, I need to head back to Camp Square to meet my mates for campfire this evening. But meet us at for five. And a fair few did. We got about 30 odd. And we played sardines at Gilwell, which was a bit of fun. So one of our guys went and hid. Everyone took ages to find him. That was perfect. That brought us up to dinner time. Jobs are good, then. Right. But yeah, it's been a really fun day today. You know, I wasn't entirely sure what we were going to do on Friday because, you know, it was kind of a nothing day. Oh, and we had activities as well. We did climbing, thanks to the guys at Scout Adventures who run the site here at Gilwell. And yeah, it's been a really fun day. As of tomorrow, I'm going to record what I can. I genuinely haven't a clue how much I'm going to be able to record tomorrow. So it's going to be one of those. If not, of course, you can all see it on TV, which is probably better than what listening to it on a podcast. But I promise, absolutely promise, even if I don't get to record it at Gilwell on Saturday evening or Sunday morning, when I get home, I will record sort of my review of the event. And I'm going to try, if I have the energy to do it, to put something on the website about it, about my involvement and the process we all went through. And yeah, that kind of wraps up today. Of course, if you have any questions, if there's anything I've missed out from the weekend, feel free to send me stuff on social media. All the links in the description of the podcast. You know where to find them. And that's kind of it. Yeah, so I'm going to end this recording now. I'll hopefully have recorded some stuff on Saturday. Okay, so I'm just going to touch on what I've just said. I'm going to continue going on about the campfire. So hopefully you can hear behind me a couple of campfire songs that we sang. The very last one, oh my god, we were so impressed by that one. It wasn't last in terms of the actual running order. And to quote the person that followed, it was something like, how could I follow that, you know? They should have gone last. I think that was the direct quote. I didn't write it down, unfortunately. But yeah, it was a lovely campfire experience. And we had his name's Ben. UK Youth Commissioner for People came and sat with us, so it was really nice to speak to him. In fact, it's been really nice to speak to all the UK Youth Commissioners. Spoken to well, the deputy ones. I don't think Aisha, the actual UK Youth Commissioner. I haven't got the page open or anything, so I can't look. I've spoken to three of the, I don't know how many there actually are, it might just be the three of the deputy UK Youth Commissioners, and I've spoken to the I've specifically spoken to the UK Youth Commissioner for Perception. I can't remember. Is he but yeah, I spoke to her, and yeah, it is easy. We've got something in the pipeline coming along. Can't wait for that to happen. But yeah, so just now you should be hearing the amazing performance performed by the guys in they're from somewhere in the Caribbean. Can't remember exactly where. But oh my god, their performance was amazing. I didn't have chance to record the whole thing just because it was so long. I would have filled my phone up. Because I didn't take a special audio recorder, I just used my phone. But yeah, they're absolutely amazing. and the audio doesn't do it justice. The sort of it was almost like a sort of small theatre production around this campfire. And towards the end, they started getting people up. I was lucky; I didn't get bowled up. But yeah, it was just it shows the culture of areas such as the Caribbean. And it really brings home when you wear your when you wear your World Scout badge, it really represents how many people are a part of that worldwide organisation. But yeah, so that's it really for Friday night. We then went to the bar and we had a pub quiz over there, which we didn't win, but we didn't lose, so that's all that matters, really. Unfortunately, I had to leave towards the end of that to go and get my uniform from the valet team. So I've been told we didn't win. I've been told we didn't lose. To be honest, they could be telling me that just to keep the. I don't know if it was a prize, but no, I'm joking. I don't think we won based on how well we performed in the rounds that I was there for. But we did well if we didn't lose, so that was great. Then, as I said, I picked up my uniform, had a quick shower because I was going to. No way have time to do that at 3 o'clock in the morning. And then we went to bed because it was 11 o'clock by this point. And if you know anything about Scout Camp, 11 o'clock at night and 3 o'clock in the morning wake up. Well, if you know anything about maths, that's less than 4 hours sleep. That's less than half of what people are recommended to get. So yeah, I hope you've enjoyed the podcast so far. Let's continue on. So Saturday was a very, very, very early start. So my alarm was at 2:45 in the morning. I don't think I've ever set an alarm that early, and I've got up early for many a thing. But yeah, my alarm was at 2:45. Breakfast was at 3:15, so I got up about 3. Well, I woke up about 2:15. Got up and got dressed about 3. Went to breakfast and grabbed my. So it was grab and go breakfast, which was a croissant and a muffin, and then sort of bog standard packed lunch. And then, yeah, I kind of went back to my tent and chilled for a bit because it was 3 in the morning, so it was very tiring being awake that early. Not something my brain is used to. About 3:45, walked over down to the. If you know Gilwell, hang on, where's my map? If you know Gilwell, we were using Branchett. I think that's how it's pronounced. Branchett Field. We were using that as our coach pick up and drop off point. We were obviously camped on Essex Chase. I think I've said that before. If not, I definitely put it on my socials. But yeah, that's where we use as our that's where we used as our coach pickup point. When people say if you're not there for the coach is going without you, they mean it. We went without two people. One of which phoned about 4:30, saying, "I've just woke up, where do I go?" To which we sarcastically replied, "The train station." And they had to get public transport in. That was literally their only option. If it was that or they're not coming. And then another one woke up about 6:00. And they also had to get public transport in. So that was fun. But yeah, when we got into central London, we had a bit of a mishap with security, shall we say. We got into London for 5. Briefing was supposed to be at 6:30. We completely missed that because security wouldn't let us through. So I keep yawning because I am literally still tired from the weekend. Ironically, it was Pete who woke up late, who had somehow managed to get himself the other side of the security. We don't know how Pete did that, but that's a whole other podcast in itself. I need Pete's side of the story for that. Maybe one day I will get Pete on and we can work that out. But somehow Pete got to the other side of the barriers, flagged down to about 5 security members, police, security. There was a company called Identify, which were sort of organising all the volunteers from scouts, guides, and there was a couple of others that I can't think of off the top of my head. But yeah, after a good sort of few hours of trying to get through security, eventually a lady from Identify took us the long way round. We fought through the crowds. We got to where we needed to be, and we enjoyed the rest of the day. We didn't even know where we were meant to. Like, we knew where we were meant to be. We had no idea how to get there. Even with, one of our group lived in South London. In fact, he was the District Youth Commissioner for Lambeth, which is part of Greater London South County. So he was kind of our quote-unquote London tour guide. obviously you need some local knowledge. You need to go someone to go. So if you go through here, we're gonna cut through around Waterloo, and it is that local knowledge you need. And yeah, so eventually we got to where we needed to be. It was a great morning, regardless of the fact that we were, dealing with. And even while we were trying to fight through crowds, we dealt with a lost child. I'm trying to think what else. And we were sort of helping security in what they were doing, because one of these crossing points across the road was one way, and we were just telling people keep going, go back, you can't come through this way, it's one way, but people coming the right way, keep going, out that way. Yeah, as I said, eventually we got to where we needed to be. Only a good hour and a half. Half seven. Yeah, 8. We got there about 8. So that was fun. Yeah. We eventually saw the coronation, all the marching bands, and that was great fun. So you can hear, hopefully behind me, the marching bands, and it was really nice to see the marching bands behind as they're coming through. I'm sure most of you have probably seen St. George's Day parade type thing. It's just that on a whole other scale. It was just like, oh my god, this is going on for ages. And then on the way back, so while the actual coronation was going on, they were lining up by us, so we were about halfway along the procession route, and literally they were lining up, and I swear the procession was as long as the procession route, and I just can't get my head around how that logistically worked. I'm going to need to watch the TV footage of how it all actually panned out, because I still can't get my head around it fully. Just amazing to be part of such a big event. And yeah, the see if I've got. So I've got. I should have some footage of the actual procession coming through. Okay, so what you can hear now, what you can hear now is everyone cheering as the king comes through, having been coronated in his golden stagecoach. So yeah. King. Yeah. So, as everyone could just see the king, could just about see his stagecoach by now. Could obviously hear everyone around me celebrating that they could see him. There we go. So that was everyone celebrating that they saw the king having been coronated. So that was a very exciting moment for me and for everyone around to be able to see that. I'm not particularly a royalist, but still very much an exciting moment for me and for everyone.
God save.
Okay, so I've told you a lot about my experience of the coronation weekend, but equally there was another 490 something scouts from across the UK and the Commonwealth that could have told their experience and could have told you a completely different story, because it is a very individual thing, which is why I spent Saturday evening part of Saturday evening going around Gilwell and asking people what their experiences were of Central London and the coronation day. So yeah, I thought we can have a listen to some of these. Unfortunately, I didn't have chance to share all of them because I didn't want the podcast to be, you know, 3 years long. There are a few more on the website. That's tenttalks.org.uk. Head on over there. There's a few more that I've added on there. So yeah, what a great way of sharing. So I hope you enjoy listening to the rest of these.
Hi there, I'm Shona.
And whereabouts are you from, Shona?
I'm originally from Wick, but now living in West Cumbria in England.
Okay, so what's been your favourite thing about today?
Today, my favourite thing has just been being able to take part in such a big event that's really important in our country's history, but also the history of the Commonwealth, and being able to help and serve the public. Earlier in the day, I was approached by some people who were asking me a question, and they had a very, very thick French accent. So I was like, aha, je parle le français, donc voilà, let's go. So anyway, we just ascertained that earlier in the day. Later in the day, I was still in Hyde Park, and I was quickly summoned by another member of my team who was stationed at a little bit further down in Hyde Park. And he was like, Shona, we need a French speaker urgently. And I was like, I'm on it, let's go. And I spun round and headed quickly towards where the French people were. And en route, I nearly got run over by a bicycle.
Okay.
But that's part of the job. We'll take it. No accidents happened. It was okay. Anyway, so I got to the French people and I managed to speak French, and we eventually managed to work out where they needed to be and what they wanted to see, and they were very happy.
Well, I'm glad that your language skills were able to help. So anybody listening, actually listen in your French lessons. Okay, so I'm joined with...
Justin Chenier. I'm a Rover Scout from Nova Scotia, Canada. I'm also the National Youth Commissioner of Scouts Canada. I think my favorite part was just kind of getting to help the public with the coronation overall, helping to make sure that they got where they needed to be in a timely manner, but also getting to know the people who I was working with. You know, the camp organizers here put us together into teams of very diverse groups. So our group had myself from Canada, and we had Wales and Scotland and the UK represented. So it was really great to meet and get to know other scouts from across the world, really.
So I'm joined here by
Morgan. I'm a assistant section leader in the scouting division of my my unit in East Riding of Yorkshire.
So, have you had any memorable moments from today?
I would say so, actually. So I was stationed in Queen Victoria, Queen Victoria Gardens, Victoria Tower Gardens, that's the one.
Yeah, so for anyone that doesn't know London, that's on the approach to Westminster Abbey, yes, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct indeed. So I was sort of ushering the various guests who'd been invited to the coronation in and out. I had the opportunity to shake hands with Stephen Fry.
Oh, wow.
I met Katy Perry, Anton Deck, who amazing. I had a selfie with.
Oh,
which is quite a fantastic experience.
Yes, yeah, I could imagine.
Put that on the social media tonight. And various other people too. So Graham Brady, Andrew Bailey too, the Governor of the Bank of England, who I've met before actually, but it was good to catch up with him.
Yeah.
But I must say I had a sort of an overall really good day.
Amazing.
And something else I'd also like to add is one of my great uncles, Sir Michael Gray, was a flag bearer at the Queen's coronation all those years ago for the Royal Yorkshire Regiment. So it's sort of quite nice to carry on that tradition in some ways.
Okay, so I'm here with
Georgina.
Whereabouts are you from, Georgina?
Greater London, Middlesex West.
So you've not come far then, have you?
Came from Southampton. I'm a university student.
Oh, okay.
A bit further afield.
Okay. So what have you enjoyed about the coronation today?
Well, it was lovely, just all of us standing in St James's Park together, a big nice group of scouts, and just enjoying the atmosphere and keeping each other cheerful in the miserable weather.
Yeah. Should we go British weather rather than miserable?
British
weather for a British coronation, you know.
Yeah. Fitted very well.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm here with
Emily Hemsley.
And whereabouts are you from, Emily?
I'm from Maidenhead in Berkshire.
Okay, so what stood out to you about being in London today?
Just being a community with everyone visiting for the coronation.
Yeah.
Being a part of the crowds was so exciting.
Yeah, I know.
The entire day flew by.
Absolutely. Even with the early start for some of us.
Yeah, I was up and awake at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And the still, like, we had high mood the entire time.
Absolutely.
It was fantastic, fantastic experience, and I'm honoured to be a part of it.
Whereabouts in London were you today?
So I was based in Hyde Park.
I've been told Hyde Park got very busy today.
Yes, I think they closed off the corner fairly quickly, but the rest of the screen stayed open the entire time. It was packed. We kind of got pushed out to the side, so we were welcoming people in and directing them to where the screens were and trying to keep contact with each other about where the best places were and where there was space remaining.
Yeah.
And then helping organise the exit, which was a bit of a mess.
I can imagine. Anything else you want to add?
I felt quite lucky because I'm a Sea Scout, so I had my hat on.
Oh,
so everybody was approaching me asking all the questions. So I learnt quite a lot just from the public who were asking me questions, and then I had to go and learn to then pass it on to the public later on in the day.
I'm sure your hat proved very useful with the weather today.
Oh, my head stayed dry the entire day.
Thank you so much to all of those who have been a part of that quick montage. Apologies that not everyone made it into the podcast itself, and apologies if I didn't speak to you and you would have happily shared your experiences. If you do send me stuff on social media, or if you send it me in an email, studio@tenttalks.org.uk, I'll try and make sure that I can put them up on the website anymore. I'll put any more that come in, I will put on the website, either in audio format or text format, whichever it's sent to me in. Thank you once again to everyone that contributed to that, and apologies that I wasn't able to include everyone on the podcast. because the podcast would literally be a lot longer than your average podcast, put it that way. And then that brings us to Saturday night. So, as with every other night, we had dinner at Booked Times and we had evening entertainment. Saturday night, everyone stayed up really late. Well, okay, I say really late. It was about 11, sort of bordering on midnight. But considering we'd all been up since, most of us had been up since 3 a.m., not all of us, some got up about 6, 7-ish, but most, a fair amount of us had got up at 3 a.m, and everyone was aware that most of us had got up at 3 a.m. So that's sort of, if you put that into perspective, that's essentially staying up till like 1, 2 a.m. on the Saturday night, Sunday morning, just vibing in the bar. I'm not going to put the videos of us, I'm not going to put the audio of us all singing in the bar for just for like legal copyright reasons, but that's mainly what we did. We were kind of vibing, we'd got some live music and everyone was singing along. I think it was Saturday night that we did Cha Cha Slide, Macarena, etc. You can kind of, you get like, it's like the pub vibe, but camp vibe, but all in one, it's just all in one place. It's very much, it's really that sort of vibe that you want. And nobody cared because everyone was going home on Sunday. Well, most people were going home on Sunday. Some of the internationals stayed longer, I believe. And also, I think there were a few. And when I say a few, I mean like literally 20-odd. London-based scouts that stayed either another night at Gilwell or went home very, very late on the Sunday because they helped at the coronation concert. I think the majority of those did stay at Gilwell, though. But when I say a handful, I literally mean 20. So that, like, yeah. Okay, so Sunday morning, we had... Okay, so Sunday morning, we had the closing ceremony, including a few happy birthdays. I've got the audio of everyone singing happy birthday. So that was really cool. Great. You know, 'cause naturally, when you have 500 people, you're going to have a few birthdays, just regardless. And that was pretty much it. After that, so we kind of all went our separate ways, put our tents down. There was a lot of helping each other putting our tents down. And there was just a lot of meeting up with each other. And just generally vibing with our last few hours at Gilwell. Now, there is someone that I met on Sunday, and I'm glad that I met them on Sunday. Her name's Hannah, and I found out that she was travelling back to Birmingham. And I'm going to give Hannah a shout-out at this point, because she deserves it. As a thank you for everything, head over to Instagram, Explorer Scout 84, even though she's no longer an Explorer Scout. But hey ho, it's fine. And her little teddy, oh my god. It seems weird, but a 20-year-old having a teddy is just so cute. I can't remember his name. But yeah, the teddy was absolutely amazing. Blue Bear, that was it. I think that was its name. But absolutely, it's so cute. And when I realised that she was heading back to Birmingham, I said, I'm heading back. Do you want to go back together? So we travelled through London together, travelled all the way, what is it, like an hour and a half back to Birmingham from Euston. And then she went off to her accommodation near central Birmingham. I headed further south because I don't live in Birmingham. I live I live in Worcestershire, which is near Birmingham, but I travelled via Birmingham for the train. Yeah, now, I think that's pretty much it for the podcast. But just before I finish, I want to give a couple of thank yous. I want to give a big thank you to everyone in the Amity Archers group. I'm just trying to get the pronunciation wrong, but I think that's right. Especially to Catherine and to Hilary for being great leaders, like leaders in quote marks, because I know it's an 18 plus event, so we're all leaders, but they were shift leads and welfare officers, making sure that we were still having fun, but also being kind of respectful and making sure that we were doing what we were supposed to be. So a big thank you to both of you. And yeah, I think that pretty much brings us to the end of the podcast. So in a sec, I'm going to play the audio of everyone singing happy birthday, because that was just amazing. And then after that, I've got some more footage of the marching bands from Saturday afternoon, just because why not? It was just so amazing. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate the podcast is a lot longer than usual. I don't know whether... Yeah, please send me feedback. Do you like the longer podcasts? Or do you prefer the short sort of 20-minute ones? This is what I prefer. I prefer, you know, sharing an adventure rather than sitting at home in my room just talking about whatever I feel like talking about. This is what I'd much rather be doing. So please do share feedback. joe.dodman@tenttalks.org.uk. Once again, that's joe.dodman@tenttalks.org.uk. Until next time, thank you and goodbye.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.